Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Becky Alfrey and friends, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
That's wonderful. You're listening to Becky Alfrey and her wonderful band here at Red Barn Radio. And before you get too far away, Andy Brown, I was wondering if you'd come talk to us for a little bit, because Andy's the bass player, and the bass players don't always get to talk first, do they?
No, but I'm more than willing to talk first, because I'm making up for a whole population of bass players.
That's great.
With my babble.
Andy, tell us how you started playing bass.
Upright is really my first love, I think, really, with music in a lot of ways. I grew up playing music. I'm a professional musician for a father. And I, you know, went to college actually as a vocal major, originally to Berea College. And there I was trying to find a niche, really, to do. So I started up a folk roots ensemble with one of the professors there. I was going to play guitar for it and sing for it, of course. And I got this guy named Jordan to come in and play bass. And his brother is like a really popular bass player. And I was like, yeah, this is the guy. You know, his whole family is these really good bass players. So he came in and he played this first practice with us, and it was awesome. And I was like, I've got an A team of bass players, and everyone here is great. He quit the next day. We were stranded with this new college ensemble trying to get it off the ground. I was about 19 or 18, and I took it upon myself to be like, well, no one else seems to be jumping at this thing.
So you learned to play bass because of necessity.
Necessity.
They needed you. It's something wonderful about being needed, isn't there?
Oh, yes. I think it's the best part about being a bass player sometimes. It's great. It's a good, satisfying feeling.
Everybody needs you. Right?
Yeah. It's not vain in any way. What I really did, I decided to really throw myself into it, you know, because up to that point in my life, music was very self-centered to me. I was a singer, and I wrote songs a lot, and I played guitar, and I had that whole niche, you know, that I thought was really who I was in a lot of ways. And then I really threw myself into bass playing because it broke that self-centeredness in my music. It allowed me to be with people and make these relationships that I really wasn't making on my own, just singing and doing gigs like that. And I really loved it. And so I was able to travel. I was able to play with bands that I never thought I'd play with and things like that, simply because I played bass. And so that, to be something I never thought would be part of my identity, to really kind of take the full identity of me in a lot of ways musically, it's, I think, very phenomenal. If I had my way, I'd leave here today. I'd leave in a hurry. I'd find me a place where I could stay and not have to worry. A place I could.
Has been friends, musical friends, with Becky Alfrey, playing guitar for her. And she mentioned to me that you had a story about the first guitar you got.
My first guitar was an old Telestar guitar that came from G.C. Murphy's in Paintsville, Kentucky. And I think it cost something like $12.95.
Oh, I think that was a good investment.
It was, I thought. You know, it was a present for my brother. I was about 12, I think. I drug that thing around for years.
What kind of music were you playing then?
Well, really, at that point, not much. But I had an uncle who played Bill Littoral, and he taught me a whole lot of chords and that type of things, and it really got me more interested in playing. It kind of got me started out.
Well, the banjo player for Becky's group this evening is Rick Harmon. And the last time I saw Rick Harmon was at Natasha's, where they used to have live music, and Rick was playing Hard Driving Bluegrass in a band called Driving Rain. I'm impressed to see that you can also play so sensitively with songs like Crazy on the banjo. Tell us how you can play all these different styles on the banjo. How did you learn to do that?
By YouTube. It's a great tool to learn, and I wanted to expand my repertoire, learn different types of music that I could play on the banjo.
What's your favorite kind of music to play? If it's just up to you and you could play anything you could dream of.
I believe I enjoy playing jazz, Ruth.
Really? On the banjo?
Yes.
Can you play a little bit of something a little jazzy for us? Rick Harmon.
Beautiful.
Well, another member of Becky's band this evening is Sarah Kate Morgan, and Sarah Kate Morgan is playing the dulcimer, which you don't often hear in a band setting, do you? Sarah Kate Morgan is from Tennessee, and she's played the dulcimer for a long time. In fact, she's won state and regional and even national mountain dulcimer championships. Tell us about growing up as a champion mountain dulcimer player.
Well, I wasn't born one. That would have been nice. But, well, I started playing dulcimer when I was about 7 or 8 years old. My grandfather built my first dulcimer. After he retired, he picked up like oil painting and woodworking. And I think he was a little better at oil painting because the dulcimer he first built me, he built it backwards. He built that and tucked it away in my grandparents' house. And years later, after he passed away, and I was about 7 or 8 years old, they pulled it out of the closet, dusted it off, and said, "Oh, Sarah, you should try this." And I did. Yeah.
And you thanked him for the inspiration?
Oh, absolutely. Well, by that time, he had passed away, so I unfortunately never got to meet him.
What brought you from Tennessee to Kentucky?
Well, I came to study at Morehead State University with you, Ms. Ruth, at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music. And at first, I wasn't quite sure, you know, how I would be, looked at in being the first dulcimer player to, like, want to major in traditional music with my primary instrument being the dulcimer. But I felt absolutely right at home the moment I walked in those doors, and I've made lifelong friends in the short time that I've been here, and it's just been great.
You take the Appalachian dulcimer to new heights, and it's wonderful to hear it as a member of the band. I'd like to thank our studio audience and our internet audience also for supporting the arts and for being a part of live performances like Red Barn Radio. This is what makes our culture strong and keeps our traditions alive and flourishing today and for future generations. It makes a difference. It matters. This is what brings us together. It makes us smile. This is what makes our hearts sing.
Got my hand on the gospel plow. Wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Keep your hand on the plow. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Keep your Mary wore 3 links these prophets are dead and gone. Keep your hand on the plow. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Keep your hand on the plow. Hold on. I've never been to heaven, but I've been told the streets up there.
I would like to thank our guests, Sarah, Andy, Glenn, Rick, Raymond, and Anuette, and our feature performer, Becky Alfrey, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We thank our volunteers for their help with this production each week, and our Red Barn Radio producer and audio control master, Ed Commons. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And, of course, the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, preserve the rich musical tradition and heritage of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at LexArts in beautiful downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program, and we're on the web at redbarnradio.com. And now for an encore song, let's hear it for Red Barn Radio's featured artist, Becky Alfrey.
Searching for you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Sarah, Andy, Glenn, Rick, Raymond, and Annuette, Becky Alfrey and friends for being with us tonight. Thanks also to Ruth McLean Smith for being this week's guest host. Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.